97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
The stars at night are big and bright. Deep in the heart of Texas.
Got our friend Genevieve Woodback, Senior Advisor with the Heritage Foundation. Genevieve, great to have you on this morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mark. Doing well.
I almost said great to see you because we have your picture up on the on the feed here for social media, but we're not actually seeing you in person. So,
well, thanks for the photo.
And usually Hans would say that's a good thing because when we have Hans on, he's often sitting in his bathrobe at his kitchen table.
Okay, I'm not doing that.
You know, I watched once again this week as the Supreme Court, I think it was a 6-3 decision, came out and affirmed that the chief executive of the United States has the authority to fire people. And in this case, at the Department of Education, about 1,800 of them. I know you've studied education issues in this country for many, many years. The best tweet I saw yesterday pointed out, well, the good news for anybody complaining about this is only about 30% of school children will be able to read it because they're the only ones who are proficient in reading, thanks to the Department of Education.
Yeah, our stats have not gone up since the Department of Education has come with us since, 1979, 1980?
Yes.
Look, this court decision allows the president to be the executive chief. That's who he was elected to be. That's in the Constitution. The government agencies actually work under his leadership. And if he looks at a department and he has a secretary there, which he does, Linda McMahon, and she comes back and she tells him, sir, based on what you want to do with education, we don't need these folks employed here. He has a right to fire them. And look, he ran saying, I want to shut down the Department of Education. I want to return education power to the states and localities. He ran on that. He got elected. He needs to be able to now implement what he ran on. That was his platform, one of many things that he said. And you have, you know, these lower courts, again, were trying to stop it, basically stop him from doing what the American people elected him to do.
Well, I'm glad to see it finally happen. I mean, and of course, people are raising concerns over, well, you know, what about Pell Grants and all of these things? And those things will continue to be administered. It may be handled by a different agency, which clearly it was before this department came into existence in 1980.
That's exactly right. Look, there's plenty of other ways that can be handled. And there is the Department of Education is just one example where there's a lot of waste, fraud, and abuse, as many people know. And there's a lot of folks that have jobs that aren't really full-time jobs. There's other people that could be taking on those responsibilities. But there's a lot of stuff they do, a lot of money they spend, that just is not helpful. And if all of our students could read and reading and writing and doing math at the same level of students around the world, maybe we'd be having a different conversation. But as we well know, American students are lagging behind in many categories. And this has all happened on the Department of Education's watch. So they don't have any, there's no there to say, well, here's why you need to keep us on. They've got a terrible track record. Terrible.
Do you think
people want to change?
Do you think this is a win ultimately for homeschooling parents? Because we see what happens in some states like Illinois, where it's just crazy and they want to try to regulate all the curriculum.
Look, I think it's a win for students across the country, homeschoolers included, because what this will do in many cases is, again, it's pushing the dollars back to the states and, importantly, the decision-making back to the states. That's ultimately what we need. That's where the standards ought to be set. And, again, states can compete. We see in some schools or in some states where you have a lot more school choice, students are doing better. Other states may want to try and copy that, and this is going to get rid of a lot of the regulations that the federal government puts on them.
Yeah, it's a good point. We're talking, obviously, to our friend Genevieve Wood, Senior Advisor at the Heritage Foundation. So I know you do a lot of media interviews, and I'm just wondering if anybody from NPR or PBS has reached out this morning to get your thoughts on the rescissions bill.
You know, they haven't, shockingly enough. I don't know if they've called anybody there. It's shocking. This is such a, you know, every time I turn on NPR, it's worse than the last time I listened to it. And, you want to like it. There could be a lot of good reporting, but they are so biased. And I mean, I actually went and looked up their way they covered this Department of Ed story. And, of course, the number of quotes they have on the left outnumber the number of quotes they have from people coming from the administration. But that's just, I mean, you can look at any story and that's what you would find.
Well, of, they, Of course they do.
We're giving them taxpayer dollars to basically do propaganda.
Well, people try to sit here and say, well, there's only 1% that goes to NPR, but that's still a lot of money in the grand scheme of things, and I don't care if it's 1%. It should be 0%.
Look what they do with that 1%. They do propaganda, right. Left-wing propaganda and activism all over the country and, frankly, all over the world. I mean, this is they say, PBS is another one that's on the television side. We saw when there was the expose of, like, how they were creating Sesame Street for, you know, children in Iraq and different places. They create programs that a lot of the values they teach in them are not the values that many parents want to see their children learning. And our taxpayer, it's not about, well, your kids don't have to watch. How about I don't want my dollars paying to create that trash? Like, maybe I don't have kids watching it. Maybe I don't listen to NPR. But I don't like the fact that my dollars go to fund that stuff.
Yeah.
Right. Well, it's like abortion. Like, I don't want exactly any of my tax dollars going to fund that.
That's exactly right. It's not just a matter of, in this case, being wasteful in terms of being ineffective, like the Department of Education. This is a case where I'd say it's abuse. Them using dollars for activities that are not what the American people want their tax dollars used for.
Yeah, that's a very true fact. I did want to play one thing here for you before we let you go this morning. That is assuming Mark can find it. Well, here it is. Listen to this.
I'm okay. Don't worry about me. I'm good. I'm safe here in Ireland. I'm out of the reach of the Tangerine Mussolini.
I want to thank you folks at Heritage, by the way, because Rosie O'Donnell went on a rant and blamed Project 2025 for the reason she left the country, just so you know.
Well, we'll take credit for that.
Gladly, right?
Genevieve.
You can send your checks there. Man, she's a doozy.
Genevieve, thank you. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, guys.
All right, you bet. Yes, I knew it. I knew exactly what was going to happen. It was the worst day of my life for that debate when Biden looked so bad. I knew he was going to get reelected because I've read Project 2025. Oh, my goodness. Please stay in Dublin. Wow.
Get more at 971talk.com.